First, I want to consider the changing politics of what was then still known as Muscovite Russia, based in the city of Moscow, created by the growing and expanding power of the Moscow princes. Increasingly, in the 17th century, Russian rulers and their officials tried to create the structures of a modern state, a completely authoritarian one, but nonetheless one that was seen by their terms to be modern and European. The first effort here that's most noticeable is an increasing process of bureaucratic centralization. And the ideas of bureaucracy, the ideas of centralized administration, were one very much drawn from models of neighboring Western European countries. The monarch, of course, in Russia, known since the reign of Ivan the Terrible, which is in the middle of the 16th century, called Tsar, as I mentioned, a term derived from the Russian Caesar. The monarch remained very much a Caesar-like figure, enormously powerful. Nonetheless, one sees amidst this power a gradual reform of the old system in which the personal rule of the Tsar over the state was combined with the personal rule over local society by noblemen, creating a type of fracturing locally, even an enormous personal power at the center. All of this was gradually being replaced on a European model by government of bureaucratic offices and officials based in Moscow. Increasingly, there was an attempt to create more individuals with rationally defined functions within the Russian state that would rule the localities, that would handle various parts of economy and war and the like. It was becoming less a personal autocracy and more a bureaucratic monarchy, though with enormous power by the Tsar. No less important, there was an ongoing, and it's closely related, an ongoing effort to establish laws, orderly structures, a way of systematizing government and the rules that ran government and indeed Russian society as a whole. And this culminated in one of the most important and telling events in the 17th century, the enacting of a comprehensive law code that took some years to write in 1649, a law code known in Russian as the Uloženje, something that laid out and laid together all the existing pieces of law that had gradually emerged in the previous years to create one coherent law code without contradictions, which the existing laws often had. It was an attempt to streamline and rationalize the rules of Russian society. It also made some important changes while it compiled the laws. It wasn't completely passive towards society. And the most important of these changes was to control peasant movement. Up until this point, peasants, who belonged in many respects to the landlords for whom they cultivated land, who were mainly nobles serving the state, peasants were given the right to travel, to leave their landlord, to find somebody else, different service, that might be less onerous, one day out of the year. One of the things that this law code did is decide that was unnecessary. Peasants could never leave. Serfdom was really created fully at the moment by this law code, but still this was seen as part of rationalizing, creating order in Russian society. A third way in which the monarchy is trying to create at this period a more modern, rational structure of power was through reform of the church. In way, quite a simple reform. Indeed, it was intended as a rather simple thing. It was noticed that various errors had crept into prayer books in how passages were translated from the Greek. Various rituals, such as how you held your fingers when you crossed yourself, were mistaken based on the Greek originals. And since Russia's religion was meant to be an offshoot of Greek version of Christianity, of Orthodox, Eastern Orthodox Christianity, it was decided to simply fix these errors. The goal was very simple. Again, rationalizing in a certain type of way, modernizing. The effect was disastrous. Huge numbers of Russians rejected these changes, considered them to be a violation of the faith that they got used to, the changing of words, the changing of the way you crossed yourself, leading large numbers of Russians to move off into a branch of Russian Orthodoxy known as old belief. But the goals were ones of rationalization, of making things more reasonable, and indeed more Western as well. Now, these developments are very important, but really only, I think, skim the surface for understanding Russian politics on the eve of Peter's rule. One needs to look more closely at how people actually understood politics, how they thought about power in the late 17th century, to see what Peter inherited and also the changes undergoing.